Jerry Bader Show 936. We have a couple more callers on this. Before we get to that, I have to address what the caller right before the news said. Talking about Appleton's extensive plan, and cities all over America and other cities in Wisconsin are doing this, to try to make streets more accommodating to bicycles than to cars. And yes, I'm making that allegation, that the long-term goal here is to make bikes more the dominant vehicle on streets. It is. Now, he said, no, but Jerry, with more bike lanes, it'll make traffic go faster. No, because A, taking parking space away can cause more congestion. All right, people, well, this is where I wanted to park. This is where I want to be. Now where do I park? And you're more cautious if there's a lot of bikes next to you. That slows things down. But, and he's right, and I don't mean to confuse the two, then you have shared lanes. I read this piece back in 2008, and we'll get to the calls here in just a second. At least four bikers had died. Hundreds more have been injured in San Francisco since mid-2006. Now, this was in 2008. When Rob Anderson helped convince a judge to halt implementation of a massive pro-bike plan. In the past year, bike advocates have demonstrated outside City Hall, pushed the city to challenge the plan's freeze in court. And I'll get this has all changed since 2008, but I'm trying to make a point here. Push the city to challenge the plan's freeze in court and propose putting the whole mess to local voters. Nothing worked. We're the ones keeping emissions from the air, shouted Lee Shaham, executive director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. Mr. Anderson disagrees. Cars will always vastly outnumber bikes, he reasoned, so allotting more street space to cyclists could cause more traffic jams, more idling, and more pollution. Mr. Anderson says the city has been blinded by political correctness. It's an attempt by the anti-car fanatics to screw up our traffic on behalf of the bicycle fantasy. His fight underscores the tensions that can circulate as urban cycling, bolstered by environmental awareness and high gas prices, takes off across the U.S., New York City, where the number of commuter cyclists is estimated to have jumped 77%, is adding new bike lanes despite some motorist backlash. So, yeah, this is what has been seen around the country. To the phones, to Russ in Little Chute. Russ, go ahead. Russ, you there? Russ couldn't hang on. To Larry in Stevens Point. Larry, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling to tell you that the fellow that called in about the bike path going on Business 51 neglected to tell you that they're going to take a four-lane Business 51 down to a two-lane. What sense does that make?
Well, and that's the other thing the caller just before the news was wrong about. He said, well, no, if it's taking up parking space, he's right. It doesn't take up traffic. But one of the streets that an earlier caller mentioned that I'm familiar with, if you're going to put a bike lane there, there was no parking on that street. And it's necessarily has to eat into traffic space. And Larry, that's their point. They're trying to make it so difficult for you. Thanks a lot for the call. The effort is to get more people riding bikes. It's quiet coercion, I'm telling you. Ted on the road. Ted, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, good morning. Good roads out here. I'm on my way to Point, but I wanted to chat with you about the bike lanes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually work in downtown Appleton, and I don't really see a problem with the bike lanes. I think, you know, I've listened to the your points against the bike lanes, and I think it basically boils down to fact that it's inconvenient for some people. But I mean, I work in downtown Appleton, and here's some good points. I'm not saying that we're trying to encourage people.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
By which people have the choice.
That's not true. That's not true. I'm going to read it again. Ted, hang on. I'm going to read it again. Let me find it. Just a second. What you just said is patently false. Some goals of the plan: increase the number of commuters that bicycle to work. Mode of transportation, not just recreation.
Yeah, and that's fine. I work.
Well, no, but hang on, Ted. You just said that wasn't the goal, and that was wrong.
A few less parking spots, a few less parking ramps.
Okay,
a few
Ted.
Less cars downtown.
Ted, just hang on a second. Hang on a second. You said the goal wasn't get more people to use bikes. That was wrong.
Okay, then I was wrong.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear you say. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Because you can't call here and say, well, no, I think you're wrong about that. and have it be fundamental to your argument and then admit you're full of crap. I want to read this. By the way, this must be a big deal in Stevens Point because about 80% of our calls and correspondence are Stevens Point. In Stevens Point, Maxine writes, roads have been retrofitted for bicycle lanes, which have added a very dangerous component to the ride. Near the intersection, the bike lane crosses the car turning lane. Yes, and I have seen intersections like this. Cars have to ride behind bicycles. This is exactly what I'm talking about. If they see the bicycle is coming up on the right side, in order to cross over to enter a turning lane. You can't, look, there's just no way that something moving as slowly as a bicycle is going to peacefully coexist with motor traffic. The goal here, contrary to what Ted believed, and now I just proved him wrong, is they are trying to get you out of your car and onto a bike. And this has been done quietly. And then you have a city like Appleton that suddenly realizes, hey, what's going on here? I understand bikes have a right to the road. I'm not disputing that. What they're doing, though, is building an infrastructure that far outstrips the number of bicyclists there are today. What leads them to believe there are going to be more bicyclists in the future is they're trying to force the point. This hidden agenda, which the Appleton, you know, in their propaganda, they don't even deny. They don't even deny that the goal is to get more people on a bike. And yes, here's another thing. Randy is one, but another email, several emailers have pointed this out. If we're going to give more of the road to bicyclists, when are they going to start paying a $75 vehicle registration fee? If we're going to cede more of the road to them, and make no mistake, that is what this is about. I mean, and I would argue in some cities, Madison for one, I mean, they sooner rather than later, at least in certain areas of the city, they want bicycle exclusivity. Actually, they have it, I believe, in some areas where it's bicycle only. This is the move. This is the push. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is reality. This is a slow push to more and more bicycle-only areas. That is not a moonbat, wingnut proposition. Nathan on the road. Nathan, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Nice to speak with you today. Say, I just wanted to let you know we're going to be going through this issue in O'Connell Falls. And I don't know that the city necessarily has a choice in the matter. It sounds like it might even be a law that the city has to give up space for the bike lanes themselves.
Okay, I'm not, I think what you're referring to, and I'm not going to claim to be an expert on this, but I know for certain projects, I believe that's true. But I don't have the particulars on that, Nathan. I'm not going to pretend to know the facts on that. But I am telling you, this is everywhere. Appleton is just the latest to wake up and go, what the hell? Road Dog on the road. Hi, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Jerry, I think this is, there's more to it than what we're reading into it at this point. I think everything that you've been saying and some of your call-in guests have said is correct as far as squeezing down the traffic, making things more congested, taking more time to commute. But I think there's a bigger picture here because the more of these bike lanes you get throughout America, the higher the congestion goes, and all of a sudden people are going to start clamoring for mass transportation. My God, the liberals, their wet dream is going to be answered, and they're going to be clamoring for light rail and more buses, and that's take more vehicles off the road, and I really think that's probably part of the long-range goal here.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's what the whole train thing that Scott Walker killed was about. They want to get us out of our cars. And there is no disputing that at all. Thanks a lot for the call. And what's happened is, even though people like me have been talking about it for years, if you do it in such a way, and yeah, I'm sure this was reported on in Appleton when it happened. I'm sure that's the case. But people just aren't paying attention. because it never occurs to them that such a seismic paradigm shift would be taking place. Sean in Wausau. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, first-time caller. You talk about something that's really kind of a disaster, and you make a point of it, is Madison.
Mm-hmm.
My mother still lives in Madison, and the two main thoroughfares on the west side, they put these very wide lanes. And, and they're kind of Nazis about it, because one day my mom was going down the street, no bike, and she went to make a right turn, and she went into the bike lane just a little bit too soon, and she was ticketed.
Okay.
And there's lots of people who are retired in Madison, who've driven around Madison for years and years and years, and they're enforcing it in not a very nice way.
And what's
it's really disrupted things in Madison.
And what's happening is, thanks a lot for the call. What's happening is, and Madison is that way, but I'm telling you, go to the Bay Area sometime. I was in Santa Cruz, California. And what they have is, you can scroll down on that, but I actually do have that plan. That's the Appleton On Street bike plan. We were in Santa Cruz, California, and they have a bike lane there. This guy tries to go from the bike lane right in front of my rental car. I mean, right in front. And I honk, and he points to the bike logo on the street. Like, no, I can just cut right in front of you because I'm a bicyclist. They are Nazis. It's crazy. Madison has this already. And the more this happens, the more indignant bicyclists are going to become. Jason, I want to steal this from you. Why is this bicycle plan important? Bicycling and walking are two of the most cost-efficient modes of transportation with regard to operation, development, and maintenance of facilities. Bicycle and walking are two of the best forms of physical exercise. Bike and pedestrian facilities developed for transportation purposes are simultaneously enhanced recreation and tourism opportunities. National, state, and local units of government increasingly acknowledge the benefits of bicycling and walking beyond merely recreational values. Recognizing the efficiency of bicycling and walking for certain types of trips among so and so and so on. I am telling you that the plan is to reduce significantly motor vehicle traffic and increase mass transit, pedestrian, and bicycle. Do not be fooled on this. All right, we went way long on this topic, and I want to get to some other things. Unless Jason gets an absolutely brilliant call or two in the next 3 minutes, I'm going to move on to something else. Unless Jason gets a brilliant call or two. It's 9:49.
The Jerry Bader Show.